This is the Composer's Datebook for April 4th. I'm John Burge. Today we offer a special Gong Show edition of the Composer's Datebook. It was on today's date in 1791. At the height of the French Revolution, the Panthéon in Paris was converted into a mausoleum for national heroes, and the first to be interred there, with great pomp and ceremony, was Honoré Gabriel Riquetti, Comte de Mirabeau, a tremendously popular personage of the day. For dramatic effect during the Count's funeral procession through the streets of Paris, French composer François-Joseph Gossec added an unusual percussion instrument to his funereal wind band, an exotic instrument someone had brought to Paris from the Far East and known as, you guessed it, the gong. It was reported that whenever the gong was struck during Mirabeau's funeral procession, cries of terror and fright were heard from the crowd that lined the Parisian streets as the cortege passed. Now, terror and fright are bread and butter in the world of grand opera, so the gong soon was adopted by 19th century composers like Spontini, Meyerbeer, and Wagner. And in the 20th century, composers like Puccini, Stravinsky, Stockhausen, and George Crumb have also used gongs to, pardon the pun, striking effect. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.